First, I'd like to thank you for downloading this audio. What is revealed here are some of the strategies we use for ourselves and our clients in cultivating customer loyalty. Nothing here is theory. You'll soon discover everything we do is used by the biggest and best companies in the world. There's a reason why Amazon is taking over the retail world, and Best Buy the electronics empire, and McDonald's the fast food fiefdom. And it's because they utilize a simple strategy we employ for our clients at Eclectic Cattle Productions. If you feel inclined to learn more about anything from this audio, please feel free to call us at 256-294-1552. That's 256-294-1552, and we'll answer any questions you have. If you'd like more customers, better ROI, and higher profit margins, discover how with my ebook, Local Market Savvy, which you can download absolutely free from localmarketsavvy.com. And I'm looking forward to helping you grow your business. Who am I? I'm John J. Cardwell, marketing consultant and CEO of Eclectic Cattle Productions. The key to success. The key of your business success is building customer loyalty. Holding on to existing customers is as important as soliciting new customers to keep adding to your database of clients with fresh subscribers. Customer loyalty is the key to your business growth and profit because loyal customers generate a continual revenue stream through repeat purchases. They bring your business increased profitability at a lower cost. Any marketer can tell you, it's easier to maintain and receive income from the customer base you already have than it is to add new customers to your existing business. One of the things you'll discover in this brief audio are some helpful strategies in order to be the business in your local area when someone thinks of your field of expertise. By cultivating customer loyalty, we not only retain a valued client, we instill in their hearts and minds the trust they've already gained from you in previous purchases, whether it's stellar service or prime and prominent product. Thus, we promote more than just a word-of-mouth campaign. We create a team of eager evangelists who laud your business to others. Customer retention is the goal of every business. Your current clientele are your recurring profit base. They also provide the greatest ROI for your advertising dollar. If you're not aiming toward customer loyalty and client retention as your business endgame, you'll lose at least 20% of your business and have to work 80% harder and spend much, much more than you'd have to on advertising in order to produce new customers. The following tips and tactics are proven strategies you can apply immediately to your business. Your business relationship. In marketing, it's been drilled into us time and again, the money's in the list. You'll hear night and day, you've got to have a list to succeed. It's true, yet most of those shouting this mantra from the rooftops don't go far enough when they tell you this. Frankly, many self-professed gurus out there don't even know what they're talking about or why they're saying it. They're really just parroting what they've heard or been taught or shown by their guru, and by sheer dumb luck, they become the 1% marketers, whether online or off, who have been able to build a list and make a buck or two. These don't understand exactly what makes the people on their list eager to pay for their products. So apart from the dumb luck of the 1%ers, success will remain subtle or negligible for the other 99%. If you don't know how to build a business relationship to keep your clients enthusiastic, eagerly waiting for your business news updates, and rush to buy your products or service without any regard for brand, your database is worthless. Hands down, the key factor of a responsive email list is the trust factor. If you earn your customers' trust, you will have much more success when it comes to advertising to your list. Without the trust of your subscribers, they will be leery when it comes to pulling out their credit card to make a purchase from you. Trust. Earn your customers' trust. Now, certainly, if someone has already made a purchase from you, there may be a slight element of trust already. However, on the first purchase, they still may have been testing the waters. Understanding this is the difference between mere sales and marketing. Sales is important. Please don't get me wrong. If you don't know how to close a sale, your marketing is dead in the water. You may get lucky and pick up a buyer here and there. However, these buyers are probably in bed with every seller who comes along. They're always buying the latest and greatest, the next shiny object someone pitches them. sales leverages status, whereas good marketing builds and establishes trust. Now, this brief audio isn't meant to deal with sales. We'll leave the topic of sales for another time. Let's get back to trust. Honesty is necessary to earning your customer's trust, and it's an essential element to gaining customer loyalty. Basically, business honesty is transparency. You've got nothing to hide. There's no hidden agendas. It's what you see is what you get. Let your customers know who you are. Give them your name and contact information, vis-a-vis email address, phone number, and physical address, even if you work out of a home office. This goes a long way in building trust because your customers know they can contact you for assistance if it's needed. Simply stated, the more they know you as a person, the more they'll trust you when it comes to asking for money. Nothing is more important than trust. Be selective when it comes to promotions. Always give your customers an opportunity at the very best deal and the very best value, especially when it comes to a service or product you're promoting for others. If it's inferior, substandard, or just plain garbage, you'll be blamed, and you can't afford to allow your reputation to take a hit here. Key point, a marketing strategy without honesty is a recipe for failure. Integrity in business breeds honesty. Give them what they want. When your clients or customers sign up for your list, they're doing so for a reason. They want the information you're telling them they'll receive. Keep giving it to them and they'll be as happy as clams. Deviate from this task and you could find yourself losing clients from your database quicker than you can add them. Now here's a great tip. Simply ask them what they want. Don't guess. You've got them on the hook. They're in your database. Communicate with them and simply ask them exactly what it is that they want, what they need, what they desire. In this case, you create a qualified lead for your next product promotion or service deal. Ask them what subject they would like to learn about within your area of expertise. Answers to a simple survey or questionnaire will give you a sense of your market's needs, preferences, and desires. Hold a contest and give the winner a quality prize or a unique gift, which cannot be found anywhere else. Getting your current contacts and customers involved will also keep them interested in your emails and direct mail correspondence, which will get your emails open and keep your sales letters and postcards from being dumped in the trash. Next, keep it sane and simple. Two important principles you need to keep in mind when it comes to an effective marketing strategy for your current clients, customers, and contacts are, number one, how to market to them, and number two, what to market to them. Keep it sane. Nothing ticks off a customer more than thinking a business owner is only in it for the money. Certainly the bottom line is our monthly and annual income. You and I need to feed, clothe, and shelter our families. Nevertheless, it really shouldn't be about the money in a sense. Now, I am in business as a marketer to use the gifts and talents I have in order to bring value to those I serve, my clients. I know what I have to offer will benefit them, and I enjoy making my services as a marketing consultant available to them. If I didn't, I wouldn't do it. I know, however, my clients hire me to increase the revenue with greater ROI. If I continue to bombard them with offer after offer in order to generate income, they might look at me as simply a money grubber attempting to satisfy my own wants and needs and not theirs. This will happen if you advertise too much or if you advertise the wrong products. Sending out an email newsletter with too many ads, with little or no quality content, will damage your reputation. You have everything to lose and nothing at all to gain by stuffing your correspondence with offers and advertisements. Now, the frequency for sending out offers and advertisements will vary from business to business. However, you'll gather this information because you're utilizing your database of clients as a venue of two-way communication, as mentioned in the trust factor. Keep it simple. Make your marketing and correspondence easy to understand. It may be simple for your sales team because you all speak the same lingo and use workplace acronyms and metaphors. You work with one another daily, and you finish each other's sentences. For building customer loyalty in your business, however, you need to break it down using clear communication with simple steps and easy, actionable information. Partnership. Effective client loyalty building establishes a real relationship, a partnership. You might even call this a friendship. Many do. Certainly not every client.